In today's edition of The Times, there was a very interesting appraisal by Bernard Levin of the film about the life of Gurdjieff, Meetings with Remarkable Men, based on his book. And some of you here, I know, have seen the film or saw the film when it was first shown in London. And at the beginning of the film, there is an extraordinary scene, occurrence, where musicians from all over Afghanistan meet together with all their instruments, many different kinds of instruments, and they take part in this annual competition. Each one tries his very best to sound a note that will call forth a responding vibration from the surrounding hills. And on this occasion, you see in the film one after another sounding the note either with the voice or the instrument. One after another was unsuccessful. Then one, I can't remember the kind of instrument, sounded a note, and suddenly there was a tremendous response, this rising vibration from the hills all around, which brought an extraordinary sense of oneness. It's very difficult to describe. Someone telling this story, actually at the Spa Hotel, a musician who was leading us in music on a day that we had there, unconsciously produced in very large measure exactly what happened. And for one fleeting moment, there's this tremendous sense of oneness, complete unity. Individuality went. Now, this is what prayer is all about. This is a symbol of what happens when true prayer is taking place. So often, as we've noted before, intercessory prayer seems like a cook's tour, or at best an inter-church tour, all around the world in 80 seconds. And it can produce in those who regularly take part in that kind of prayer, eventually a deep cynicism as to what prayer is all about. Deep unbelief, because it becomes so unrealistic. The first step in true prayer is finding our own note, if you like, or finding the point of harmony within. And that's why in meditation we frequently take it in steps. We first of all still the body, then the emotions, then the intellect, so that we can then find behind all that, or beyond all that, perhaps only very fleetingly, but we find it, we're aware that it's there, a still centre, a point of harmony. Now, there's nothing to do with feelings. It's very difficult to convey how we know, but there is a deep knowing that we're somewhere touching the real, the still centre. And from striking that note, touching the still centre, we can then move out to find the still centre or the harmony that exists in every conceivable situation, potentially. Every individual you can ever think of, every group you can ever recall, within those situations, within those individuals, within those groups, there is a point. And when we link onto that point, then we are creating a tremendous harmony, if you like, vibrations. And they increase as we keep our consciousness at that still centre. And this, as I understand it, is what is meant by praying in the name of Jesus. No more, no less. Praying in the name of Jesus is nothing whatever to do, primarily, with verbalizing those words. There are countless millions who pray in the name of Jesus who've never heard the name Jesus, because we've entered into the harmony that existed in him, the complete harmony. And when we touch that harmony, we're in touch with Jesus. This is loving Jesus. This is making a decision for Jesus. This is having a devotion to Jesus Christ. But we put the whole thing the wrong way around. We start by getting the words right and think, well, provided we keep mouthing the words, provided we we use them and put them at the end of our prayers, we're doing it right and proper, like, and the good Lord will hear us. Now, it's a much deeper thing than that. So in our meditation this evening, we act in the name of Jesus by finding the still centre and touching the harmony that was so completely manifested in the life of Jesus of Nazareth. Let us bring ourselves into the present moment, leaving behind those things that have occupied us. Let us be aware of the chapel, and of one another. Remind ourselves that the stillness that we are seeking is not the stillness of isolation, but the stillness that gives us a deep sense of communion with one another and with all men everywhere. Just be aware of our bodies and our breathing. And as we breathe out, we consciously relax the body, breathing away the tensions. We breathe out as though we were breathing through all the pores of the body. We find the still center within the heart. And each still center is the still center into which we all enter. Thank you. We become aware that the still center within the heart is a place of light. And the light in one is linked to the light in all. And as we breathe out as though we were breathing from that point of light, radiating the light with every breath. And into that place of light and harmony, we bring all those whose lives are connected with our own, keeping our consciousness centered in the light, in the harmony, but extending it to each one. Thank you. link with all those who are seeking to manifest harmony in situations of stress and conflict. Racial unrest. The centering in the heart. Aware once more of the light within. So we listen to the words of consecration. We lift up our hearts, we lift them far above all heavens, above all levels of being and creation, and with ourselves we bring creation. For the heart may comprehend all worlds, angelic orders and all kingdoms, the beginning and the end, the first, the last, the Alpha and the Omega, the I Am, the Christ. This is our responsibility and our privilege. In union with the patriarchs, the prophets, and the masters of wisdom of all the ages, to comprehend the truth as it is in Jesus, and in time and space to offer ourselves a living sacrifice, which is our reasonable service. And here we offer bread and wine, the fruits of creation and the work of men's hands, representing for us both the divine power and presence in all creation, and calling to mind the action and words of the Master Jesus, who took into his hands bread and wine, and offering them up, said of the bread, "This is my body," and of the wine, "This is my blood. This do as my memorial." So we do this, uniting with the Christ, the I Am, the way, the truth, and the life, who was, who is, and who is to come. And with uplifted hearts, we look for the coming of his kingdom, in power and in great glory. Amen. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. In truth, in very truth, I tell you, he who has faith in me will do what I am doing, and he will do greater things still, because I am going to the Father. Indeed, anything you ask in my name I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center, where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. To God's gracious mercy and protection, we commit you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace, now and always. Amen.